Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, we have Carmen Turner Schott. Carmen is a best-selling author of 11 astrology books, practicing clinical social worker and astrologer with national and international clientele. She is the founder of Deep Soul Divers Astrology. She has worked as an astrologer with survivors of trauma for over 28 years. The author of Astrology's Magical Nodes of the Moon, Phoenixes and Angels Mastering the 8th and 12th Astrological Houses, Carmen has presented astrology workshops for the Association of Research and Enlightenment. She is a faculty member and coordinator of the Counseling and Relationship Astrology Certificate Programs for Kepler College of Astrology. In Carmen's latest book, co-authored with Bernie Ashman, Astrology's Zodiac Archetypes, they give us a guide to integrating past life karmic relationship energies into the present. Each of us enters this life carrying unconscious memories from past lifetimes, which are often reawakened through life experiences. While some of these memories contain valuable talents and skills that can be tapped into, others hold reoccurring patterns that may hinder personal growth and fulfillment. And we discuss it all. Hi, Carmen. How are you?
How are you? Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, back again. Lovely. Well, thank you for coming back again to the Great Awakening Show.
Yes, it's been busy. How have you been?
Very, very good. Very, very good. And good. I really enjoyed our last show about the North Nodes because I'm so into astrology and I just love it. You know, it's just so good. And this one is really beautiful because it's all about our sixth sense and to transform past life patterns from your amazing new book, Astrology's Zodiac Archetypes.
Yes.
Wow. It's really going to be so good because I'm also into past lives, so it's going to be wonderful.
Absolutely.
Oh, great. So, Carmen, please tell us, first of all, you know, a little bit about you and how did you end up becoming an astrologer? And what does astrology mean for you? Because I know that so many people have a different way of looking at it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, for me, I really started studying astrology when I was 16. And it really was just a chance thing that I went into a bookstore looking for answers about why I felt so different than everyone I knew. You know, I always dreamed things that would happen. I was just very intuitive, very sensitive, and I wasn't raised with a family that understood. They would say, oh, it's your imagination, you're too sensitive, you know. So I didn't realize I was an empath is what I was. And I didn't really know even what that word was in 1993 or whenever it was when I first got my first book. And I walked into the store, I bought a little book on astrology to really try to understand why I had these strange experiences that I had when I was growing up. And when I started learning about my sign and I started practicing doing charts by hand, and back in the old days, we had to draw them. You know, we didn't have computers. And so I looked up, I don't really like math, but there is some math to it. So longitude, latitude, you know, the rulers, drawing the wheel, drawing the symbols, and just was obsessed with learning it. And I taught myself. I mean, I learned the symbols, I drew them, I wrote them, because it's all a symbolic language when you get that birth wheel, which I can explain that to listeners too, if they don't know astrology, how we do it. But I really became obsessed with it as a tool of self-awareness. Mm. And because it validated my life, I thought, wow, I want to use this in what I'm doing, because I knew I wanted to be a counselor. So I was going to go to school for psychology and to do social work. So by the time I was 19, I was doing charts for fun in St. Louis, just for, you know, for free donation, whatever. And I was just mastering my skill, practicing on people from graduate school. And these are all other counselors and social workers are like, wow, this is so deep. And they would cry, they would get emotional. And why does this work? And after all these years, I figured it out. It's because astrology is energy, and that's why it works. And it's a map of our soul. And so that's kind of how I got into astrology, and I use it as a psychological tool. You know, as you said, there's many different types of astrologers. And for me, I just use it as a tool to validate your life experiences, validate your past lives, how they influence this life, your strengths, your relationship problems, your relationship strengths, you know, who's the best match for you, what careers and work bring you joy, you know, just health, family, everything, you name it. I use it as a tool to help validate what people already really kind of know about themselves deeply, really. And it's just a powerful tool to me to help people become more resilient. I believe knowing basic astrology, which is my goal, is to write and teach about astrology on a very simplistic level that anyone can read my books and understand what I'm talking about. That's really my goal.
Yeah. It really is, isn't it? It's like the astrology is the story of our life, of our soul in the stars, mapped out in the stars and the planets, you know.
Yes,
And
yes.
it's just so profound. And not many, I mean, you know, astrologers, they talk about the past life
Yeah.
patterns of it, you know, with the south and the north nodes and everything. But I think that's so important to bring that in, because astrology is so old. You know,
Yes.
the cross of the astrology wheel has been, it's ancient, you know. Our
Yes.
ancestors have been practicing and looking at the stars. That's all they had, you know.
Yes.
And they saw, didn't they, that, you know, when certain planets and in certain times of the year, people would change, they would do, they would act in this way, or, you know, unrest would come or peace would come. So, and that's how they began, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's so many stories in different cultures, you know, and even tracking astrology back to, you know, India and Greece, and I mean all of the Hellenistic astrology, you know, how astrology developed through the world. It's really interesting. And I'm just so happy because the astrology that I do is Western tropical astrology, and the reason I like it is because it doesn't change. It's what our ancestors use. It's based on the seasons of the year. So it's based on those cardinal signs that start the seasons of the year. It's based on the energy. It's in the Bible. It's in the Book of Genesis. It's in all the ancient texts, you know, the Kabbalah. So it's all connected. You know, all these things that I've studied, like energy, it's energy. Tarot, it's connected. You know, the signs are related and the planets are related, the major arcana, the energies are all related to those chart of those card meanings. And I mean, it just everything, it's vast. How astrology is connected, the Kabbalah, you know, the tree of life. When I studied that, you could draw different planets within the tree of life. And I practiced that, you know, back in the day when I was studying all these things. I'm like, wow, this is astrology is really a symbolic thing that has been around forever. And it's because, I mean, especially the full moon. I have a book about the moon. The moon to me is so important. It's even more important than the sun. I mean, because it's our emotions, you know, and the moon changes signs, I tell people, every 2 to 3 days. So every 2 to 3 days, I'll watch and I feel the effects. Like I feel different about every 2 to 3 days, and I realize it's the moon. So the moon cycles affect each of us differently based on our chart, based on the four elements and energies in our birth chart, and then the full moon, of course, and the new moon. They affect us. The eclipses that we just had, and so they affect a lot of people. Were telling me how tired they were. People that don't really believe in astrology were asking me, Carmen, what's going on? I'm like, it's the eclipses and it's the moon cycles, because it brings up all of these emotions, things to heal, things to release. And if the moon affects the tides of the ocean, how can it not affect us
Yeah,
and
because we're made
animals?
up of water. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I tell people. It's kind of basic, you know, little nuggets I try to open people's minds. And you know, as a social worker, there are a lot of therapists that are interested in astrology. And I find it's funny because in the book, the Zodiac Archetypes book, I really wanted to bring in some of the Jungian Carl Jung's theories because I started doing a little research on. I loved him when I was in college. Learned all his dream interpretation, all the things, the symbols, collective unconscious, all these things. He's the one that really termed the coin archetypes.
Yes.
And when I started digging deeper, he had letters he wrote to Sigmund Freud about how he was doing birth charts for couples, over 400 birth charts. He was an astrologer. And see,
Wow.
no one taught me that in school, when you're in college. I found his letters. I started researching more about him because he realized that there's things that normal counseling cannot heal. And he realized that astrology was a deep tool and there's something to it. And so I love that. And so I'm trying to bring that into the social work field, the counseling field, that astrology is a tool. Just like EMDR, just like cognitive processing therapy, for PTSD trauma counseling, CBT, your thoughts are, controlling your thoughts. We know this, the power of the thoughts and the mind. And so I want to bring it in as as not a fringe, it's on the fringe kind of thing where people they don't understand it. But I did a training recently and I focused on, the zodiac archetypes, the 12 signs, their basic traits, and then how they heal. And to help, social workers, educators that were in the audience, and they didn't know. I had all this research about Carl Jung, and they had no idea that he was an astrologer. They're like, wow. And I said, so
That's
Adam,
amazing.
they didn't know. And there's like 100 clinical social workers in the room, and I asked them, how many of you know your sun sign? Well, they all raised their hand. So astrology people know there's something true about it, but they don't quite understand it. And because of, religion, different things, how we're raised. Some people are raised, that it's bad and wrong, and it's
But in
just
the
not,
Bible, it's not. It's just it's we're the microcosm and of the macrocosm out there. And our body is a reflection of what's happening in out there. It's just so beautiful. And astrology is the journey of our soul, isn't it?
Yes, it's I don't know where I would be if I would have never found that astrology book because it changed my life, and I've been literally living this and obsessed with astrology since I was 16. I mean, I've just turned 50 and I've been doing it this whole time. And what I love is that I'm always learning something new.
It's so vast.
There's so many different types of astrology and techniques and things and that you can learn. You can even get degrees now. And I'm, I love making it basic and simple. And so I'm really excited about this book too, because I had a friend that was in my astrology groups, Michelle, and she is an artist in the UK. And she's the one that developed the 12 images that are in the book for the journal. There's a little journal entry at the end of each sign for you to look at the symbols. And she put the little symbols hidden within the 12 images. She worked on making these archetype images for me since 2020. It's been 5 years. And I wanted to use them in a book in the future, an archetype book. And then Bernie Ashman, my co-author, he's a great friend of mine, mentor. He's like, how about, we bring the past lives into the archetypes? I'm like, yeah. So I wrote part of the book, he wrote it, we merged, and so we're
So how
excited
do
about
you, yeah. How do you, what do you mean by archetype? Explain that for each of the zodiac signs.
So, when Carl Jung, he coined the term archetype, and he's the first one to talk about it as a psychologist. And he, the anima, the animus, the shadow, he's the one that came up with these, deep, insightful theories about our psyche, right? Our emotions. And they, his Jungian students, they expanded this. I always thought Carl Jung came up with all 12 archetypes, but it was actually people that studied his work expanded it, and they connected it to the 12 zodiac signs. That's pretty much what it is. And I realized, wow, he was an astrologer. They and the Jungian, analysts, they learn astrology, the basics. They were matching it with the personality traits of each of the 12 signs. So I'll go through each one, and you can see. You can resonate with the energy. So Aries, in Western, we call Aries the warrior. Aries is the hero archetype.
That's right, the
The
warrior,
warrior.
the peaceful warrior.
Yes. And I love it. And then Taurus is known to be practical, grounded, realistic, right? They're the bull. Well, they're the real person archetype. Just the real person. And in the picture in the book, she tried to, encapsulate the energy of the archetypes with each sign. So it's just a guy and his friend grilling, cooking food because your Tauruses like to eat outside of your house, and it's just the real person, right? Now with Aries, the hero, they're rushing in to fight a fire, going to battle, save or rescue someone, the hero, the hero archetype. They're good in crisis, intervene, stepping in, going on their gut instincts. So you can see the archetypes, energies, and the personality traits of each of the zodiac signs that you know about. So Gemini, the
That's me.
jester, the comedian. Yeah, they love to talk. They love to entertain, but they're excellent at they're witty, sarcastic, the comedian, the jester, but they're also very intelligent. And so Gemini, she has the twin. So there's twins, in the picture, and they can see the symbols of Gemini in there, and they're traveling, they're exploring. Gemini's love to learn and love to explore, and adventure. And their mind, especially communication's key. Spreading knowledge is big for Gemini. And then Cancer is the caregiver. It's all about the mother of the zodiac, right? The nurturer. The nurturer is their keyword. And they do. They like to care. They like to care for others. They rule the home and family, And a lot of them, they have this need to help others, but they also have to learn to nurture and care for themselves. So that's Cancer's energy. Leo, the artist, the creator archetype. Okay. So she has like a guy with a painter as the symbol. He was a famous artist. She told me about it. I'm like, I love it. She was developing these images to resonate with the book. And then Libra, the lover. She creates some really nice images of Libra. She created multiple images, she painted them. And so, then
Beautiful.
use them to put in there. But the lover, she did a really beautiful painting, and had the Libra symbols in there. And I'm going to start sharing some of her images on Facebook, to market the book. But and then we have Scorpio, the magician. Scorpios are, into magic, mystical, into the hidden side of things, the deeper, intense side of the world. And then Sagittarius is the explorer. They looked at the traveler, right? The philosopher, adventurer, and freedom loving, of course, freedom loving. And then Capricorn is the ruler. Capricorns in Western astrology are known to be responsible, serious, hardworking, practical, realistic. They rule career, work, hard work, right? So the ruler kind of having a organization, they're traditional. Capricorns are very traditional people, and like, rules they do. And then Aquarius is kind of the opposite of Capricorn. They're the non-traditional ones, so they like to rebel, so their archetype is the outlaw.
Yeah,
She
that's my daughter over, all right.
and I love the image she made for the Aquarius image, the outlaw. It was like a punk rock chick smoking a cigarette, and there's fire, behind her, and she has like her hair's dyed, spiked up. It just was perfect. Perfect image. And then Pisces is the innocent. Okay. The compassionate, they're known to be compassionate and kind, and they're very trusting, idealistic. So the innocent, they can get fooled easily with, because they trust people, and they believe everyone is kind and like them. Artistic, creative as well. But those are kind of the 12 signs with each of the major Jungian archetypes. So
Beautiful.
we talk about that in the book. And then we also talk a little bit about the elements, some of the history of, the I talk a little bit about the four lenses. So it's all connected. So I don't know, a lot of people don't know this, but Myers-Briggs personality type, you take it for team building. It comes from, it's called Myers-Briggs. Everybody, ever since I've been in working, everyone wants to do, they have you take the Myers-Briggs test because they want to know, are you an introvert, extrovert? Are you intuitive feeling? No, so I'm an INFJ. So there's a lot of people that are into this, like, and on Facebook, like, I'm an INFJ, I'm an ENFJ. People know their little acronyms, right? And so that energy of those personality tools that were developed came from Carl Jung's work in the archetypes. And so when I started working, I worked for the Air Force for 25 years, and the big thing was team building, and everybody took this training called Four Lenses. Then I go to conferences, and there was a training called True Colors, and it was like orange, blue, gold, and green. And you and each color had certain personality traits. So you would take this assessment, and then you would know your top score, your that's most like you personality wise. I was a blue, and which is the same as the element of water in astrology. And green is the intellects. They're rational. They like to think. They're the air signs. Golds are the earth signs. They're practical. They like structure, order, organization, right? They like to know what's going to happen. Then you have the oranges, which are the fire signs. So I started realizing these true colors and all these personality tools are astrology. It's in it's the elements in astrology. So I think that people drew from all of this intuitively to develop all these things, and they don't even realize that it's all astrology. All
It's so
yeah,
beautiful, so
elements,
in
yeah.
depth. You can do, it's just, and it's all connected. Everything is connected with everything else.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Wow. And can you please give us, because many people, they're really interested in a birth chart, but they don't know what a birth chart is, you know? So please describe what a birth chart is, because that's just, it's so important, isn't it?
So the way I explain it, and I may have said this before, but on your other show I was on, but it's been a little while. So when we're if you look at your date, your month, day of birth, and year, on that day of birth, everybody that's born that day is going to have the same sun sign. Okay, so anyone born on August 25th is going to be a Virgo. But what's important is the year, the place of birth, and the time, AM or PM. So knowing your time of birth is key, and I'll get into that in a minute. But at that moment, time, place of your birth, if you're on the earth, you're looking up at the sky, all of the 12 constellations, which are the sun signs, we call them sun signs, the signs, the constellations, they're there. And all the planets are in a certain area of the sky on that moment, time, place of birth. They're in one of those constellations. So the planets are in one of the signs, is what we say. And then astrologers break the sky into 12 sections like a pie. It's like we take a picture of the sky and we put it on a piece of paper, and it's a wheel. And that wheel has 12 houses, is what we call them, 12 areas of life. We believe that each of those areas of life are rule certain things, like home and family is the fourth house. Second house is the money, finances, security. Eighth house is death, rebirth, other people's money. Seventh house is marriage, partnership, relationship. Sixth house is health, diet, routine, right? The easy way to know this is that each of the houses is their energies ruled by one of the 12 signs. And when you know, when you start learning the basics, I wish somebody told me this when I was teaching myself, because I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But Aries starts the zodiac. It's the first sign. Aries rules the first house. Taurus is the second sign. Taurus rules the second house. Mm-hmm. It goes in order. Gemini is the third sign, rules the house of communication. Cancer is the fourth sign, rules home and family. Leo is the fifth sign, rules fun, creativity, pleasure, children, the fifth house. Sixth house, Virgo, the sixth sign, rules health, diet. The traits of the houses are the same as the signs, personalities.
Yes.
And it goes like that. And so that's a simple way to know what sign rules each house. It just goes in order, 1 through 12. Mm. And then, so we take that picture and that moment, time, place, your birth, there's symbols. Astrology is all symbols. So we have the symbols and you can see where all the planets were, what sign, what house, when you were born. And that is the map of your soul. So your soul came in to that realm when you took your first breath. We go by the time you're born. That is your chart. And even twins can have different emotional natures, okay? Because some of them have an identical chart. But the thing we have to remember is that we each have a unique soul. We each have past life karma and lessons and strengths and weaknesses and learnings that we bring in, even if you have the same chart as someone. Because a lot of skeptics will question me, well, they have the same exact chart. How's that? Mm-hmm. Well, because they chose to be twins, they chose to learn the same lessons, right?
Yeah.
They want to do that. There's connections with twins too, like past life, soul families. So the cool thing is most people, though, have a different chart, a little bit slightly different. And so what it is that is the map of your soul. It doesn't change. It's what your soul came here to learn. So in astrology, we look at the three basic things. Most people know their sun sign, your moon sign, and your rising. We call it the top three. That's a good place to start, is learning what your top three are. And you can go to astro.com. You can also contact me at karmaturnershot.com, my website. I would send you a wheel. I would email you. If you email me, I'll send you a nice little birth wheel if you want to see what it looks like. But you can do it online. You can Google and get a free wheel, right? But you just have to have your information and you can see what it looks like. And that is what we and what I interpret. That's the map of your soul. That's your personality, your strengths, your reactions, your emotions, your where you find love, where you find happiness. You know, I help people do that. Now, the birth chart never changes. So that chart is you, and that is your birth wheel.
That's right.
Now, what we do is when people are going through something like right now, let's say right now, everyone's like, what is going on? Why am I going through all this stuff? What we do is we do what's called a transit chart. And what we do is we take a picture of the sky right now, where you're at, and we put it on top of your birth wheel.
Wow.
And we sometimes call that synastry too, but it's like we overlay it. Mm-hmm. And then I can see all the planets right now in the sky, what area of life they're transiting, what sign they're in is what's going on right now, what sign they're in now. Mm-hmm. Like right now, Pluto went into Aquarius the beginning of January. Pluto's going to be there for long, long, long time. And it's an historic transit. That in history, we can see the things that happen in the world based on these transits. And this is a whole nother intense thing about astrology. And then you have Uranus went into Gemini, which has not happened since World War II. Mm-hmm. And all these, and you can see every time Uranus was in Gemini, I have a little grid in history, what historic events happened during that time.
Yeah.
And it's been like, it's amazing, like the 1800s. I mean, 1800s. I mean, all these things. These are very historic things that are going on. So astrologers believe that what's going on in the sky right now, because God created the universe, the sky, the stars, the planets, it's affecting life on Earth.
Yes.
It's triggering destined events. It's also awakening, you know, the purpose of, you know, evolution. I mean, there's, you know, all these evolutionary astrologers is what they call themselves. And that we're here to evolve, and these planets are, there's mundane astrology, which is they watch day to day the politics, the news,
Yeah, mundane. Yeah.
accidents, events, and they can see what transits were involved with some of these natural disasters and these events.
Wars and things like that. Yeah,
Yeah, people,
amazing.
celebrities,
Yeah.
they're getting married. I mean, they look at that. Political figures, so they focus on a lot of that. Now I focus more on the psychological healing
Yeah.
part of it, like a deep therapy, like
Yeah.
it's a tool to use to heal our traumas. I work a lot with trauma survivors and help people with all kinds of things. Where's the best place to live?
Yeah.
What the energies of the ley lines and all that? That's astrocartography. That's what that's called.
It's so vast. It just
Yeah, yeah.
massive, isn't it? It's just, it's crazy.
No, it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah,
It's
it's really fun. But how can, I mean, past life patterns, yeah.
Yeah.
How can we transform our past life patterns? How does astrology help us to do that? Using
So,
ethics. Yeah.
yeah, absolutely. So this is something that I wish someone would have told me years and
Yeah.
years ago, but the nodes of the moon, the north node and south node, those are the really the north node, which looks like horseshoes. It looks like headphones. It's like you're wearing headphones with two little circles, okay, like a horseshoe. That symbol in the natal chart is your north node, and it's a calculation that astrologers develop based on the moon. Based again, the moon's so important, and they realize that our past lives are connected to the moon and the nodes. So this north node is a symbol, and it is your soul mission this lifetime.
Yes.
The sign it's in
Yeah.
is the sign you're meant to master and learn and get comfortable with, and you're not. None of us are. We get here and we have our birth chart, and the cool thing about this is we're living in the past in the south node, which is upside down, and it always opposes the north node because all that's another thing. Every sign has a polar opposite in the sky
Yeah.
at all times, and I wrote a little cheat sheet to tell everybody about that. So Aries and Libra always oppose each other. So if your nodes are in Aries, if you have a north node Aries,
I
south node's
do.
always going to be in
Mine's
Libra.
in Aries, yeah.
Then your south node's always Libra.
Libra.
So you have what I call relationship karma. Love and relationship karma, all about karma with learning to be independent and self-reliant versus focusing on everybody else and other and
That's
your
right.
partner and other people.
And in my past life, it was the Libra. I was living with
Yes.
that, and I was looking after everyone else and not
Yes.
going for my warrior and my independence and doing what I
Yes.
needed to do,
Your
to
goal.
fulfill
Yeah.
my soul mission. Yeah.
Yeah, to be more self, like your node, Aries North Node is about speaking up, using your voice, advocating for
Leader, a leader. Yeah.
you, a leader. Yeah. And because you've already been a peacemaker.
That's
So
it.
that makes you a good leader anyway from past lives. But now it's more about being a little more self-centered. Like, what do I want? What are my goals and needs and my journey? And it's like being a war, being a warrior, the hero archetype, right? So balancing, you never are going to get rid of your Libra. That's in your soul.
Yeah.
Our south node is deep. The traits are past life patterns that we bring in. And so that Libra can give you artistic, creative abilities, just a peacemaker, harmony, but also strong beliefs about things. Like you are into equality, fairness, justice, all these things is Libra, right? So you always have your south node in you. We're here to balance the nodes. And the really interesting thing, I figured this out after doing charts for all these years, is that we don't even feel our soul mission or the north node until after age 30. Let that sink in a minute. We're living in the past life patterns of
Yeah.
what our soul has already been until age 30. And that's when we have our Saturn return. And Saturn is the planet of karma, which has to do with past lives. The karma and the lessons that our soul came here to learn, those patterns, and it awakens us and when it returns to where it was when we were born, it takes it about 28 to 30 years. When we have our first Saturn return, it awakens us and it forces us to start going into why we came here, which is to master the North Node, our soul mission this lifetime. and to balance it with what we bring in from past lifetimes and to overcome those past life patterns that are not helping us anymore, that are getting in the way of us learning these new things that we came here to learn and do. And so it's really cool because after 31, then we start moving towards it slowly. And everything that happens in our life, these transits with our chart, it triggers, you know, we chose our chart. We chose our parents. You know, people don't like me like it when I say that, but I really believe that because our soul doesn't think like a human brain does. We know what we need as a soul to grow. And when we come in human form, we don't remember why we did that, but we're like, we chose. And so we're meant to go through these certain things because we knew it would help us get into our node and master that soul mission that we want to do, which is related to the energy and personality traits of the sign that it's in. So whatever sign the node is in, the North Node, is what you're meant to embrace and learn. I tell people, read everything in my books about Aries, if Aries is your North Node. Read the Aries chapter, right? Because it's so much more than your sun sign, moon sign, rising sign. It's the node is so important. And then read about the South Node.
Can I ask you, you know, when you're looking for, you know, astrology online, is it viable? Is it good to look at Aries instead of Gemini, your sun sign, as a North Node?
Yes, I always tell people.
Really?
I wish I would have knew this because I have nodes too, and I tell you, it kicked my butt a little bit because I was living in the past in my South Node Taurus, all cozy and comfortable. I don't like change. I like stability. And I knew I have a North Node in Scorpio. It means I'm going to have a lot of transformation, rebirth, death, all these things in my life. And I have lost a lot of loved ones close to me. I've gone through a lot of traumatic things. But those things help me become stronger and adapt to change. You know, I call Scorpio energy Phoenix energy. You know, it's a lot of emotional transformations you go through in your life when you have Scorpio energy. So I knew I have to change things. I can't stay stuck in the mud like a Taurus and just be cozy and not have any growth. So I started I was a little scared, you know, because I knew what the book said. I knew what people had shared with me when they had Scorpio node, and it all happened to me. And I had to start releasing and letting go. And I had to let change happen in my life. And so now I know what I'm meant to do. And so in March, I literally changed my entire life. And I knew I had to get into my North Node. It was like, you're done. And I walked away from a very good career after 25 years, gave up the money. I didn't care. It was dead. Mm. And that's what the nodes do. If you don't do it on your own, the universe forces you to change.
That's right.
And I knew I had to change because if I didn't listen, I knew this voice was like, you're done. And I grieved. I cried for 3 days. I'm like, I knew I had to leave. I didn't want to. I missed the people. And I thought, what am I going to do? Well, I had to trust. And then it's like everything came to me when I gave that up. And that's the thing with the nodes. The universe starts giving you blessings and it gets you where you're meant to go.
Yeah.
And now I knew my chart was my North Node's in the third house. I knew I meant to teach and write. Mm. Well, now I'm a professor. I'm doing social work teaching. It all fell in my lap, but I had to give up.
Yeah.
What I was comfortable doing for 25 years that I wasn't growing anymore. I wasn't challenging myself. And so I listened because I knew I don't want to get sick. I don't want to have some bad things happen because sometimes the universe has to do something to wake us up.
To put us on, to get us out of that place and to move us onto the correct path.
Yes, absolutely.
Out of that comfort zone, yeah.
We're not being punished. We're not being punished. We're the universe. We chose what we came here to do and we have to get in it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm living my nodes and I know it's hard. It's not easy. You have to put some effort in it. So I read everything about Scorpio.
Right.
And I remember in the old days when I started learning how important the node was, it was like 2012. I remember telling my friend, how am I ever going to be a Scorpio? Like, there's no way. Like, it's so opposite of me. Like, I don't even know how to be that. And now I'm more like a Scorpio, but I had to go through things in my life to toughen me up. And then I remember I was going through a really hard time. It was 2018, and I knew it was my notes. I knew it had to do with my notes and my North Node. And I was like, why is this happening? And I was emotional. I was out running or walking or something, my headphones. And I just heard this, that felt this voice, like my guides or who, told me. They said, how else will we make you a Scorpio? How else will you ever be a Scorpio? And I started laughing, and then I cried because I was laughing and crying because it's so true. If you don't have pain, if you don't have suffering, if you don't have loss, if you don't go through some hard times, then I knew I wasn't going to be a Scorpio. You have to. It's what Scorpio is. It's resurrection and rebirth. And so everyone's nodes are different. I feel like there's more difficult nodes than others. And I always tell people the two most difficult nodal pairs as far as soul mission past lives to me is Taurus Scorpio or Scorpio Taurus and Aries Libra and Libra Aries.
Oh,
Our
great.
nodes,
That's like both.
we have the most challenging node.
Great.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I've done thousands of charts and the other nodes, I mean, they come with their challenges, but they're kind of easy compared to ours. I mean, I'm looking like, Aries Libra relationships, which brings divorce, which brings breakups, which brings heartache, which brings fighting for your voice. There's challenges, and then change is hard. Well, Gemini Sag nodes are the nodes of knowledge, the nodes of learning and exploration and travel. To me, that's fun. So you can feel the energy difference between the nodal pairs. They're learning. And then Cancer Capricorn nodes, they're all about balancing home and family with your career and work. And there's family karma. There is some family karma. Those nodes are probably the third on my list is the most difficult for people. And then Leo Aquarius is all about self-expression, being unique, creative, eccentric, being who you are, expressing yourself, having fun, innovative, right? And that's like happy. I mean, those are fun nodes. And then Virgo Pisces is the nodes of service, balance and spiritual service, why you're here, purpose of life with serving others in a practical way. And it's the nodes of health and wellness. So you can see each nodal pair has their lessons. But I always find Taurus, Scorpio, and Aries, Libra nodes. A lot of people come to me to have charts done with those nodes and Cancer, Capricorn nodes. Always.
The station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with a skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I mean, In the old, I wish I would have, in the old days, I believed in, I always believed in, this is my idealistic side, but I used to believe in, soulmate, true, twin flame, all this stuff. And now I realize, you know what? Love is different than people think it is. It's, there's romantic love, different types of love. And so I help people see that in their chart and actually who is actually a good match for them, who is actually destined to, that they're destined to be with that would work out. I help people, but you, if I can catch someone early enough and do their chart, we can prevent a lot of things. And it'll, because it'll opens their mind. I remember I had this lady, she was a Sagittarius and she was single, never been married, and she's like, I want to meet, I just don't meet anyone. I just don't meet anyone. So I was looking at her chart, and the thing was Sag, which I told my one of my best friends is Sag, and I told her, you need someone from a different country, culture, or background. Someone from a foreign country. That's Sag. And I told this lady this, she was from Ohio, never, Midwest, USA, never been out of the country. I said, you need someone from a different country. And she's like, what? I'm like, that is your destiny. That's your luck. She's like, how am
Amazing.
I going to meet these people? And
Yeah.
so, but just planting the seeds opened her mind enough.
That's
I
it.
said, just open your mind to the energy of the potential of it so you can, draw it to you, manifest it. And she,
What about Geminis?
Gemini is kind of the same as Sag. I'm
That's
going
what
to be
I
honest with
thought. I
you.
was feeling
You're
that.
meant to be with someone from a different country, culture, background, speaks a different language. It's that because Sag and Gemini are polar opposites, they're similar.
Yes.
Same thing with Gemini.
Yeah, that's what I
Absolutely.
felt.
Absolutely. Because and you need someone that allows you to be free, doesn't control you, doesn't try to possess you, but someone intellectual, someone
Yes.
intelligent that can talk.
That's
Gemini
right.
and Jim
That's
and
right.
Sag
And
need that.
someone, maybe because I'm so air, a bit
Yes.
grounding,
Yes.
the opposite
Yes.
in that way that brings you down. Do you know what I mean? In that way, yeah.
Yeah, a Virgo would be good for you. Virgo and Geminis are good. Virgo's Earth, they ground Gemini. My daughter's a Virgo and she has her little crush is a Gemini. She really likes this guy, right? And he's all over. She's like, Mom, but she loves him. And because they can talk and they have all these interests in common, but she grounds him. And he helps her be more creative. That's why she likes him, right? And so, but yeah, Virgo and Gemini is a very good match because we're both ruled by the same planet, Mercury. All about communication. But you need, you also, it goes a little deeper for Sag and Gemini. You need someone from a faraway land, someone very different from you.
That's so
It's
true.
hard to meet that. Like she couldn't meet anyone that wasn't from America. And I said, well, open up your eyes. And at work one day she called me a couple years later, said, you're not gonna believe this. I'm engaged. I said, wow. She goes, he's from Australia. I'm like,
You
so
knew you were correct. You were right.
it worked out for her. And now she, it's
Wonderful.
great. Yeah. You
Oh, Carmen, you are just so, you are, thank you so much for all the work you do and all of your relationship work and all of your archetype work and all of the North Node past life work, because it's so important to help people come together and to for them to understand themselves and understand their partners.
Yes.
This is what
Yes.
it is, so
Yeah.
thank you so much for all of that and for writing your amazing book. And where can we
Yes.
read your book?
Yes, please. You can go out and pre-order it right now on Amazon UK, O Books, John Hunt Creative Inc., creativeinc.com, Google, astrology, zodiac archetypes. It should be out in the USA for pre-order soon. It's really just in Europe right now, UK. But if you Google, you can pick it up and pre-order it. Pre-orders, help authors. It's just something publishers like. I had to learn that too. I'm like, what is this? It's a pre-order. You're
Wonderful.
like, wait, I don't get the book yet. Why am I pre-ordering? I
Yeah,
want
yeah, yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But it'll come.
Amazing.
It releases December 1st, and I and Bernie Ashman is the co-author of this with me. Him and I also wrote Astrology's Magical Nodes of the Moon together. It came out last year, and it's out there too. And then I have 12 books that are out there.
Amazing.
If you look, Carmen Turner Schott, Schott. I have lots of books out there and research. Love for you to support. Contact me if you hear this podcast. You want a consult? You want me to do your birth chart? Or a relationship chart, let me know and I'll give 10% off. I have so
Oh,
tap me in, I'll give you a code. Since
Lovely.
if you listen to this podcast, you let me know.
Lovely. And I'm going to be doing that soon as well because
Okay,
you're
cool.
just amazing. And I really, really love your enthusiasm for astrology. It's just
Thank
fantastic.
you.
Oh,
Appreciate you.
Carmen, thank you so much for everything you do. And thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.